English Listening Comprehension Test, Autumn 2012, Basic Level. This test is in four parts. Part 4 has separate directions. In Parts 1, 2, and 3, you will answer the questions asked in the booklet by choosing the best alternative answer according to what you have heard. Mark each answer on the optical answer sheet. The test is about to begin. Now you will hear Part 1 twice. First, listen to it straight through.
Today, I have the world-famous pianist Long Long with me. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, I have to admit that I'm a person who grew up with pop music, and I find it hard to enjoy classical music. What can I do about this?
I don't think that if you listen to pop music, you can't enjoy classical. Find something very popular to listen to. First, pieces by Chopin or orchestra pieces like Swan Lake, and then you can move on.
What can you do to keep classical music alive?
Well, the image of classical musicians is already changing. Look at CD covers. They actually look like real people now, as opposed to before when musicians would always wear tuxedos with big tails. I hate wearing tuxedos with tails.
How do you manage to keep up the emotion of a piece after presenting it hundreds of times?
The first time you play a piece, your blood pressure is high. The second time, you are more clear in your mind. I always play a piece three times in a row, and then I stop and get another piece out. That way, there's always a freshness to it.
How do you handle stage fright?
If I have to play in a hall with 20 people, that may be a problem. But every time I go back to China, I play in stadiums that fit 10,000 people. They cheer like it's a pop concert.
Your talent was seen at an early age. What impact did that have on your childhood?
Once you are a pianist, you need to give up a part of your childhood. I was always jealous of other people when they would go to the park to play, and I would be practicing like I was in a zoo.
Your father is also a famous musician, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He plays the erhu, a classical Chinese two-stringed instrument. When I gave my first major concert in the United States in Carnegie Hall, New York City, I brought my father on stage for an extra number at the end. We have often performed together in concerts both in China and around the world.
Other than classical, do you have another kind of favorite music?
I love jazz and opera. They make impressive music videos. Classical music videos are still pretty traditional. You can probably direct one yourself. Just put a piano in some landscape.
And now you've been playing with one of the greatest jazz musicians.
Yes, my favorite jazz man is Herbie Hancock. I have had the great fortune to do a number of concerts with him. A couple of them were at the White House for President Obama. I've had the greatest admiration for Herbie Hancock. But he talks as if it is an honor to play with me. Imagine, Herbie's 73 and I'm 30 years old.
Do you have any plans to integrate Chinese music into your classical Western concerts?
Recently, I've worked with a few great Chinese composers. Tan Dun had this concept of Kung Fu piano concerto, lots of extreme finger movement and using elbows and fists and palms to play. It was like watching a Jackie Chan Kung Fu action movie.
Who are your favorite pianists?
I call Vladimir Horowitz the magician. He made everything so simple. It was like magic. When Arthur Rubinstein plays, he brings his heart out to you. It's so personal and so warm.
Now listen to the same interview in five sections. Look at questions 1 and 2.
Today, I have the world-famous pianist Long Long with me. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, I have to admit that I'm a person who grew up with pop music, and I find it hard to enjoy classical music. What can I do about this?
I don't think that if you listen to pop music, you can't enjoy classical. Find something very popular to listen to. First, pieces by Chopin or orchestra pieces like Swan Lake, and then you can move on.
What can you do to keep classical music alive?
Well, the image of classical musicians is already changing. Look at CD covers. They actually look like real people now, as opposed to before when musicians would always wear tuxedos with big tails. I hate wearing tuxedos with tails.
Answer questions 1 and 2, then look at questions 3 and 4.
How do you manage to keep up the emotion of a piece after presenting it hundreds of times?
The first time you play a piece, your blood pressure is high. The second time, you are more clear in your mind. I always play a piece 3 times in a row, and then I stop and get another piece out. That way, there's always a freshness to it.
How do you handle stage fright?
If I have to play in a hall with 20 people, that may be a problem. But every time I go back to China, I play in stadiums that fit 10,000 people. They cheer like it's a pop concert.
Answer questions 3 and 4. Look at questions 5 and 6.
Your talent was seen at an early age. What impact did that have on your childhood?
Once you are a pianist, you need to give up a part of your childhood. I was always jealous of other people when they would go to the park to play, and I would be practicing like I was in a zoo.
Your father is also a famous musician, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He plays the erhu, a classical Chinese 2-stringed instrument. When I gave my first major concert in the United States in Carnegie Hall, New York City, I brought my father on stage for an extra number at the end. We have often performed together in concerts both in China and around the world.
Answer questions 5 and 6, then look at questions 7 and 8.
Other than classical, do you have another kind of favorite music?
I love jazz and opera. They make impressive music videos. Classical music videos are still pretty traditional. You can probably direct one yourself. Just put a piano in some landscape.
And now you've been playing with one of the greatest jazz musicians.
Yes, my favorite jazz man is Herbie Hancock. I have had the great fortune to do a number of concerts with him. A couple of them were at the White House for President Obama. I've had the greatest admiration for Herbie Hancock, but he talks as if it is an honor to play with me. Imagine, Herbie 73 and I'm 30 years old.
Answer questions 7 and 8. Look at questions 9 and 10.
Do you have any plans to integrate Chinese music into your classical Western concerts?
Recently, I've worked with a few great Chinese composers. Tan Dun had this concept of Kung Fu piano concerto, lots of extreme finger movement and using elbows and fists and palms to play. It was like watching a Jackie Chan Kung Fu action movie.
Who are your favorite pianists?
I call Vladimir Horowitz the magician. He made everything so simple. It was like magic. When Arthur Rubinstein plays, he brings his heart out to you. It's so personal and so warm.
Answer questions 9 and 10. This is the second part of the test. You will hear this part twice. Listen to this part straight through.
In everyone's life, there are children's books. But some children's books are not just for children. They are meant to be read and then reread throughout life. And one of these is surely The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham. We will now hear a short part of this famous book. The Mole and the Rat are enjoying supper in the badger's kitchen.
When supper was really finished at last, and each animal felt that his skin was now as tight as was decently safe, and that by this time he didn't care a hang for anybody or anything, they gathered round the glowing embers of the great wood fire and thought how jolly it was to be sitting up so late and so independent and so full. And after they had chatted for a time about things in general, the badger said heartily, "Now then, tell us the news from your part of the world. How's old Toad going on?"
"Oh, from bad to worse," said the rat gravely. "Another smash-up only last week, and a bad one. You see, he will insist on driving his own car, and he's completely hopeless. If he'd only employ a decent, steady, well-trained animal, pay him good wages, and leave everything to him, he'd get on all right."
"How many has he had?" inquired the badger gloomily.
"Smashes or machines?" asked the rat. "Oh, well, after all, it's the same thing with Toad. This is his 7th. As for the others, you know that garage of his? Well, it's piled up, literally piled up to the roof, with pieces of motor cars, none of them bigger than your hat."
"He's been in hospital 3 times, put in the mole. "And as for the fines he's had to pay, it's simply awful to think of."
"Yes, that's part of the trouble," continued the rat. "Toad's rich, we all know,
But he's not a millionaire. And he's a hopelessly bad driver and doesn't pay attention to law and order. Killed or ruined. It's going to be one of the two things, sooner or later. Killed or lose every penny. Badger, we're his friends. Oughtn't we to do something? The badger went through a bit of hard thinking. Now look here, he said at last, rather severely. Of course, you know, I can't do anything now. His two friends agreed, quite understanding his point. No animal, according to the rules of animal etiquette, is ever expected to do anything heavy or even moderately active during the off-season of winter. All are sleepy. Some are actually asleep. All are weather-bound, more or less. And all are resting from days and nights of hard work during which every muscle in them has been severely tested and every energy kept at full stretch.
Now listen to the same story in three sections. Look at questions 11 and 12.
In everyone's life, there are children's books. But some children's books are not just for children. They are meant to be read and then reread throughout life. And one of these is surely The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham. We will now hear a short part of this famous book. The mole and the rat are enjoying supper in the badger's kitchen.
When supper was really finished at last, and each animal felt that his skin was now as tight as was decently safe, and that by this time he didn't care a hang for anybody or anything, they gathered round the glowing embers of the great wood fire and thought how jolly it was to be sitting up so late and so independent and so full. And after they had chatted for a time about things in general, the badger said heartily, "Now then, tell us the news from your part of the world. How's old Toad going on?"
"Oh, from bad to worse," said the rat gravely. "Another smash-up only last week, and a bad one. You see, he will insist on driving his own car, and he's completely hopeless. If he'd only employ a decent, steady, well-trained animal, pay him good wages, and leave everything to him, he'd get on all right."
Answer questions 11 and 12, then look at questions 13 and 14.
"How many has he had?" inquired the badger gloomily.
"Smashes or machines?" asked the rat. "Oh, well, after all, it's the same thing with Toad. This is his seventh. As for the others, you know that garage of his? Well, it's piled up, literally piled up to the roof, with pieces of motor cars, none of them bigger than your hat."
"He's been in hospital three times," put in the mole. "And as for the fines he's had to pay, it's simply awful to think of."
"Yes, that's part of the trouble," continued the rat. "Toad's rich, we all know, but he's not a millionaire. And he's a hopelessly bad driver and doesn't pay attention to law and order. Killed or ruined,
It's going to be one of the two things, sooner or later. Killed or lose every penny. Badger, we're his friends. Oughtn't we to do something? The badger went through a bit of hard thinking. Now look here, he said at last, rather severely. Of course, you know, I can't do anything now.
Answer questions 13 and 14. Look at question 15.
His two friends agreed, quite understanding his point. No animal, according to the rules of animal etiquette, is ever expected to do anything heavy or even moderately active during the off-season of winter. All are sleepy. Some are actually asleep. All are weather-bound, more or less. And all are resting from days and nights of hard work during which every muscle in them has been severely tested and every energy kept at full stretch.
Answer question 15. This is the third part of the test. In this part, you will hear 10 short dialogues. You will hear each of them once only. Look at question 16.
Did you hear what happened to Sally?
Yes, I did. Crazy, wasn't it? While she was at work last Friday, her front lawn disappeared. When she got home, all the grass was gone.
Hadn't anyone noticed anything?
Well, the neighbors had seen a gardening firm's truck parked out front and a couple of men working. But would you believe it? The workers had the wrong address. The following Monday, the owner of the gardening firm contacted her to apologize. He said he'd be happy to fix her front yard even better than it was.
Answer question 16, then look at question 17.
A newspaper in Australia found out something rather interesting.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, it all started when they asked the Australian government for copies of its old files on UFOs. And the government, after searching for 2 months, admitted that those papers had gone missing.
You mean the X-Files were not there? Well, that sounds like something out of a TV show.
No, no one knew what happened to all of them. They disappeared without a trace. It must be a conspiracy.
Answer question 17. Look at question 18.
Did you hear what happened over in Sweden?
No, I didn't. And is this another of your jokes about blondes?
No, this is not about blondes. A Swedish sailor who was alone on his own boat called emergency services, claiming his wife had drowned. He reported that she had fallen overboard.
Well, had she?
No, he had forgotten to take her with him. When he'd left to go sailing, his wife had gotten tired of waiting and had gone to bed. The man was so drunk he couldn't remember.
Answer question 18, then look at question 19.
Did you see the TV news last night? There was a video about rescuing a sheep which was stuck on the roof of a house. Someone called 999 and the firemen came out to do the rescue.
Was that some sort of practical joke? I mean, did someone put the sheep up there?
No, it got there by itself. Someone saw it jumping onto the roof by climbing up from a garden table at the rear of the terrace.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it took 2 fire engines and 10 men to get the sheep down.
Answer question 19. Look at question 20.
A driver ended up in a swimming pool.
Where? A swimming pool?
Yes. She was trying to miss a rabbit in the road. She sailed right through a garden hedge and into a swimming pool. She said she realized at the last moment that the bunny wasn't going to move.
Was she hurt?
No, just wet.
How about the rabbit?
No one else saw it.
Answer question 20, then look at question 21.
Parents here in Middlesbrough have been asked to stop wearing pyjamas when they take their children to school.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a couple of them myself. I mean, why can't they pull on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt or something?
They've even been going to meetings with teachers in their pyjamas.
And I think that's really setting a bad example for the pupils.
And now the headmaster has asked them to stop it.
Answer question 21. Look at question 22.
Have you read that the Los Angeles School District is taking flavored milk out of their cafeterias?
No. Do you mean that they won't serve milk at schools?
No, they'll still have milk. They just won't offer strawberry or chocolate milk. They contain a lot of extra sugar and calories the kids don't need.
Yeah, and in a place where 1/3 of the children are overweight.
But some parents say their children will stop drinking milk entirely if they can't get their favorite flavors.
Answer question 22, then look at question 23.
Did you hear about the emergency rescue at sea last night?
No. What happened?
Well, Coast Guards launched a lifeboat after they received an emergency signal 4 miles out at sea off the coast. They were expecting to find a sinking ship. But after a 3-hour search operation, the signal was found to come from an anti-theft tracking device. It was on a Volvo, safely parked on the car ferry from Dublin to Liverpool. These newer cars have satellite tracking devices on them, you know.
Yeah, technology can be a real mess at times.
Answer question 23, look at question 24.
Have you heard that sleeping late on Sunday morning can help you catch up on the sleep you've lost during the week?
Sure, everyone knows that. Don't you sleep in too?
Of course, but a new study shows that it doesn't make up for the hours of sleep we've lost. For example, most of us only sleep about 6 hours a night, even though we should get 7 or 8 hours. Makes you feel better, but it doesn't improve your ability to concentrate and work. They tested these things in the study.
Well, that's a bit surprising result.
Answer question 24, then look at question 25.
The good old BBC. What will they do next?
What have you read about the BBC now?
Well, they've now hired a chair champion, and her job is to advise BBC staff on how high their chairs should be. You know, if someone is sitting on too low a chair, it's a health problem, and they don't trust that people will adjust their own work chairs.
Yeah, why do you need someone to tell you how high? Besides, I like to move my chair up and down several times a day.
Answer question 25. This is the fourth part of the test. There are 5 sections. Each section is a separate piece of news. You will hear each section twice, and then you will have time to answer that section. Then you will go on to the next section. You will write in Finnish or Swedish. You must write your answers on the special answer sheet. Read question A. Question A. Listen to this section.
A Chinese woman drove her car down a staircase. She was in a shopping mall, and she said she was simply following the signs to the car park. She carefully read the signs, since it was her first time shopping in that mall. When she turned the corner, her car started bumping its way down the steps. The mall has admitted that the signs were in the wrong places. They'll pay for the damage to her car.
Now listen to this again, and then answer the question.
A Chinese woman drove her car down a staircase. She was in a shopping mall, and she said she was simply following the signs to the car park. She carefully read the signs, since it was her first time shopping in that mall. When she turned the corner, her car started bumping its way down the steps. The mall has admitted that the signs were in the wrong places. They'll pay for the damage to her car.
Read question B. Question B, listen to this section.
The Bank of Scotland discovered several suspicious-looking £20 notes at several businesses and began to investigate them. A businessman, who doesn't want his name made public, understood that this meant the notes he had were fake. So he flushed them down the toilet. After the bank investigated, it found out the notes were perfectly okay. Now the businessman is wondering if the bank will make up for his loss.
Now listen to this again, and then answer the question.
The Bank of Scotland discovered several suspicious-looking £20 notes at several businesses and began to investigate them. A businessman, who doesn't want his name made public, understood that this meant the notes he had were fake. So he flushed them down the toilet. After the bank investigated, it found out the notes were perfectly okay. Now the businessman is wondering if the bank'll make up for his loss.
Read question C. Question C. Listen to this section.
A cookie factory in Georgia has been given a letter of warning by the Food and Drug Administration because of a dangerous form of bacteria in the factory. The factory makes one of the most popular cookies in America. The bacteria were not in the cookies, but quite close to the machines where the cookies are made. The management has promised they will fix the situation immediately.
Now listen to this again and then answer the question.
A cookie factory in Georgia has been given a letter of warning by the Food and Drug Administration because of a dangerous form of bacteria in the factory. The factory makes one of the most popular cookies in America. The bacteria were not in the cookies, but quite close to the machines where the cookies are made. The management has promised they will fix the situation immediately.
Read question D. Question D. Listen to this section.
A Japanese astronaut, Satoshi Furukawa, tweeted from the International Space Station that he was suffering from travel sickness in space. He said that when he moves his head suddenly, he feels really sick. However, medical doctors know that this is only a temporary thing. It's just a part of the brain adapting to weightlessness. And 2/3 of those in space experience the same thing.
Now listen to this again and then answer the question.
A Japanese astronaut, Satoshi Furukawa, tweeted from the International Space Station that he was suffering from travel sickness in space. He said that when he moves his head suddenly, he feels really sick. However, medical doctors know that this is only a temporary thing. It's just a part of the brain adapting to weightlessness. And 2/3 of those in space experience the same thing.
Read question E. Question E. Listen to this section.
Two men who are neighbours have had a 3-year battle. It began when one of the men complained to the police about his neighbour's noisy dogs. And then the dog owner started playing loud music at night. So the first neighbour made a complaint about the music. Now, last week they made a peace deal. Let's hope this ends an unfortunate situation.
Now listen to this again, and then answer the question.
Two men who are neighbours have had a 3-year battle. It began when one of the men complained to the police about his neighbour's noisy dogs. And then the dog owner started playing loud music at night. So the first neighbour made a complaint about the music. Now, last week they made a peace deal. Let's hope this ends an unfortunate situation.
This is the end of the test. You will now have 8 minutes in which to blacken with a pencil the ovals indicating your answers and to check the written answers. Remember to make sure you have written the following information on your answer sheet: your name and number, and the name and number of your school. In addition, make sure that the information needed for the exam has been carefully marked in. Thank you.